Hi friends, welcome to 500 Seconds to Joy. It's your host Stephanie, and it is day two of the Scripture Phone Challenge. Now, if you're new here, you're wondering, what is this? Well, we are listening to Scripture every day for 21 days in a row. That's the Scripture part of the challenge. Now, the phone part of the challenge is that we are using our phone less, and whatever that means to you. For me, I feel like I can step away from everything that's non-essential. So Pinterest, YouTube, checking anything on Instagram or my Facebook groups that I'm part of. I don't really use social media, but sometimes I check it. So just really stepping away from non-essential phone use, and I'm checking my phone way less than I usually do. And let me tell you, day one was somewhat painful and just humbling to know how much I want to check my phone. So if you feel like you need this phone part of the challenge and you haven't signed up yet, definitely go to bit.ly/21-day-scripture-challenge. That's 21-day scripture challenge. You'll get an email each week of the challenge. And I'm sorry if you didn't get it. I'm sorry if you had issues getting it. Hopefully you got it by now. If not, email me at 500secondstojoy@gmail.com. I will send that over to you right away. So without further ado, let's get into today's scripture meditation, Psalm 118, verse 24. I really think it's so applicable about being present and being in the moment. So let's get into it. Psalm 118, verse 24. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Friends, this is the day. Not yesterday, not tomorrow. God is here in this moment. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. When we're in it, that means we're here, we're present, we're showing up. Our eyes are not down at our phone. Maybe for a moment we step away from even our Bible to connect with the kids right in front of us. Reading our Bible, reading good books, it's good work. It's important. I believe we need to read the Word every day, but at the same time, if we are called to be mothers, we are called to step away from even reading our Bibles so that we can take care of those little people right in front of us. Maybe your kids aren't so little. Mine are, and maybe you have some older ones and some younger ones. Maybe you're listening and all your kids are out of the house right now. Either way, we are all called in whatever state of life we are in to be present, to rejoice in this day that God has given us. The God of the universe, He has created you out of love and for love, and He has given you today. If you're listening to this podcast, you are alive and breathing. Your heart is beating. God has allowed that. And so we are going to rejoice and be glad that He has given us today another day to grow in relationship with Him, to grow in holiness, to grow closer to our spouse, to our children, to our other extended family members, our friends, our community. Another day to spread the gospel, to spread the good news that Jesus died and rose for us, for each of us, uniquely you. He would have done it just for you, friend. So today I encourage you, rejoice. Rejoice and be glad in this day that God has given us. I'm going to read Psalm 118, verse 24, one more time. Allow it to penetrate your heart and remind you we are made to rejoice. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Okay, that's it for today. Meet you back here tomorrow, same time, same place. God bless you. Bye for now.